Longmont City Council candidates were asked to answer a survey on affordable housing by the East County Housing Opportunity Coalition, or ECHO, a nonprofit organization that educates, informs and trains East Boulder County residents about local affordable housing needs, according to the website. On the site for the survey, ECHO announced that any candidates not represented did not return the questionnaire. The following are the answers provided by each candidate along with the questions asked. To keep each entry short, the responses are broken up by candidate through a series that will be published throughout the week. Shaquita Yarbrough won. What is your 10-year vision for affordable housing in Longmont? Living in Longmont has never been more expensive. We need real solutions, not just rhetoric. This means looking closely at our codes and policies to find ways to increase inventory and access. 2. Longmont has a goal of achieving 12% affordable housing by 2035. Is this the right goal? What concrete proposals would you add to city policies to meet or exceed that goal? I cannot address this because we don't have the right data to make informed decisions. In 2016, the city of Longmont conducted a comprehensive study of homeless services and gaps. Not once in the entire report does it mention racial or ethnic demographic data. Without understanding the population and the disproportionate impact on communities, we cannot create solutions that will truly meet the needs of those who are most marginalized by current systems. 3. What changes would you make to the Inclusionary Housing Ordinance in Longmont, if any? Successful implementation of the Inclusionary Housing Ordinance was an important step for Longmont. Since 2018, we've seen the available units increase significantly. Unfortunately, the current ordinance provides too many opportunities for developers to skirt their responsibility to this community. This must be addressed in order to hit current affordable housing goals, much less exceed them with the increasing demands. 4. Will you proactively promote more affordable housing at transit stops designed to get people out of their cars, including greater density at those locations? Yes. I will also recommend and push for transit stops and bike, walking paths at locations that are already dense but have limited access to them. 5. What does smart growth mean to you, and how would you ensure that all new developments are smart? Smart development means continuing to assess the myriad impacts of growth on the community, from transportation and infrastructure needs to environmental and quality of life considerations. In order to continue to be a thriving community, growth must occur, but not without bonds or careful assessment. 6. What do you understand about the history of racism that has led to people of color owning less property, and thus having less wealth than white people? What policies would you actively support to make up for years of racism in housing policy? The historic exclusion of people of color from our economic systems is long-standing and well-documented. Examples such as the inability of black soldiers to use GI Bill funds post-World War II, when so many boomers received educations and started to develop financial reserves and generational wealth, or the historic exclusion of monolingual Spanish speakers from accessing mortgages, to redlining, which did take place in Longmont, come to mind. As a black woman who continues to struggle to purchase housing, I feel these effects to this day. We must address them with a holistic process of analyzing current programs, understanding demographics, i.e., who is currently utilizing down payment assistance, what are barriers to access for people of color, and constantly assessing housing policies and codes for racial implications. 7. Do you think neighborhood opposition should be able to derail development projects that are consistent with the pre-approved goals and values of the city? Please explain. No. We've seen in other communities where NIMBY advocates have derailed important and necessary projects. Communities that sway to the will of a few over the needs of the many will become increasingly elitist and inaccessible. Longmont has significant processes and protocols that will be followed during vetting of development projects. 8. Do you see a role for the city in limiting vacation rentals and investor-owned property as a way of keeping housing costs down? Please explain. I continue to hear from constituents about the issues they are experiencing in their neighborhoods with vacation rentals being purchased by out-of-state investors and disrupting true neighborhoods. I would need to explore ways to address this at the city level. 9. Would you support lifting the state statute banning rent control? _ ____yes_x_no. Explain. 10. Is there a role for local government in enforcing Colorado's warranty of habitability laws? _x_yes_____no. Explain. City Council has recently discussed whether to require licensing of rental units. This would ensure habitability. As of now, the discussion has been postponed until additional study can be conducted. 11. Would you support changing height restrictions to create more affordable housing? _x_yes_____no. Explain. There are areas of the city that would allow for greater height in developments, for greater density. Again, all options must be explored. 12. Would you support a program to create deed-restricted accessory dwelling units? _x_yes_____no. If yes, what would you do to make this happen in our community? If no, why? I would start by hearing directly from the community to understand the current implementation of Longmont's ADU program and how deed restriction would impact that. There have been multiple communities in a similar situation, rising median housing costs and wealth stratification, who have used deed-restricted ADUs as a way to increase affordable housing. 13. Would you support changing single-family zoning to allow for more homes? _x_yes______no. What commitment would you make to ensuring this happens, and in what time frame? Again, this requires additional study and feedback. There are too many populations who have been historically excluded from these discussions to make specific recommendations at this time. 14. Would you take a leadership role in persuading council to use American Rescue Plan Act dollars to land bank, or help mobile home park renters purchase their homes? _x_yes______No. 15. Would you support procurement policies in housing that create a preference system for minority and disadvantaged businesses? _x_yes_______no. Would you take a leadership role on this? _x_yes_____16. Should our city create an eviction legal defense program like the one in place in Boulder? _x_yes______no.